Congratulations, ladies. We'll take questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand for the players.
Kathy, what happened to the eye? And coach said that you couldn't see as you were walking off the floor. It happened. Do you think you weren't going to be able to play?
I knew I was going to be able to play. I wasn't going to let my teammates down there either. Just got the little elbow. Couldn't see for a second, but, you know, thank God that I was able to come back.
Next question for the players. Seth?
Well, first, congratulations.
Thank you.
This series was a lot different than the regular season. During the season, you won by running teams off the floor, wearing them down. That didn't happen in the series. Talk about the adjustments that you made and how you were able to win playing kind of a different style.
Well, I guess clearly with the Indiana and their defense, we had to at times slow it down and run half-court offense. I think we stuck pretty much to our same style of having, you know, quick plays where we're having one or two screens and getting into the attacking mode, even though it's a half-court play. I felt like when we were good, we were aggressive and we were attacking their defense, and when they were trying to trap Kathy or Diana, or we were attacking them, and when we would do our best was when we put them on the back foot in that defensive style. Go ahead on the right side, the L.
Congratulations, of course. Can you sort of compare a little bit this year to 2007, only because there's a core of you that we're obviously here, but this was a different, you know, West, yes, it went five games, but it was different than 2 years ago.
Well, it was still a lot of hard work, of course. And I said that I would be able to compare, you know, the team on the championship. Without question, I think this is probably the best group that we've put together in the two championships, you know, skill-wise. From the beginning of the season to the end, we worked really hard. You know, everybody stayed extra, and that's why we're here. And it's such a great feeling right now. Wow. It was definitely harder the second time around, but you know, I wouldn't be here without these girls. So I'm happy.
Lee?
I have two questions. One to Penny. Could you talk a little bit about the emotion at the end of the game? You broke down in tears, what it looked like. Don't mean to
repeat that. it's a really great feeling, you know. I was only here for half the season, but it's been a long half, and it's been a hard half, and you know, just the build-up of that emotion of wanting to do so well and wanting to do well for your teammates and wanting to win every game. And it's just a release right now that we've been able to do it, and to do it with these people, with this club, with every single person that's a part of the team, and everyone that's supported us along the way. It's just a really good feeling.
And Kathy, for you, if you're willing to share it with us, it looked to me like Diana, when she received the MVP award, leaned over and said something to you. Was that something you could share with the rest of us?
I don't know if I was by Diana.
No, it was Keisha.
It wasn't me. It was probably Keisha. But I'll make something up. Move on.
Go in the middle, Janet.
Kathy, at the beginning of the season, you guys talked about, you and me as leaders of the team, you talked about the importance of being a cohesive team and also being focused on what you guys do and are doing and what they're not worrying about what other people do. Talk a little bit about the process the team went through this year in doing that.
Wow. Definitely been up and down whirlwind for us. We had great moments, we had good moments, we had okay moments. But you know, even in our okay moments, we still stuck with it. We still continue to work hard. We stay together no matter what. And you know what? I can say every single day, each girl worked hard after practice. Every single one of us. And I believe it's the reason why we're here celebrating. And for Diana and I, you know, as leaders of the team, you know, we stay with it. You know, we stay focused and we led by example, you know, as well as demonstrated. in our boys. So I'm really excited, and it shows just how hard work pays off. Seth?
Happy at media day before the season even started. We talked about Penny potentially coming back, and at that point it was an unknown. Talk about how important that was to the team.
She gave us that push in the second half of the season, and it was funny. Me and Penny played together in Russia last season, and every other day we would probably talk about her coming back to Phoenix and how Corey was and how the new teammates were. And when Diana told me that Penny was coming back, I was like, we got a chance. We really do. And I know in my heart that, every championship team that's won had three great players. And with Penny coming back, it just kind of solidified everything for us. And she pushed us all to a whole nother level. And without her, I don't know if this will be possible. So thank you, Penny.
And Penny, can I just follow up on your decision to come back? And you went through a lot in your recovery. And obviously, you didn't have to come back to Phoenix. Your thoughts?
Obviously, so happy that I did. And, it was a question of the injury and making sure that I wasn't coming back with any lingering problems, that I could come straight in and be of a use to the team. And once I realised that was a possibility, full steam ahead, and the club and the trainer and everyone just helped me get back to where I could contribute to the team. And yeah, just so glad that I did.
Stop crying about me,
buddy! Oh, okay. How much time do each of you have to stay with us before you have to head back overseas?
Not long. My club actually wants me there now, unfortunately, but I think I'm going to have to hide it for a couple of weeks.
Quick.
I don't know, a couple of weeks.
I think probably a week I'd be stretching it, but try and get a couple of days at home in Australia and head to Turkey.
Kathy, can you target just how difficult it is to win two of these? I mean, a lot of people, can't win one championship. There really aren't that many teams in any sport that win two championships.
Well, for me, this is the first time this has ever happened. I won one in 2007, and first time winning two. It's really difficult. It seemed like we wasn't going to get this one, Indiana. They had the momentum the whole series, and somehow we just found the will to win. And I think that's what it's all about. If you want it really bad, stay committed to that, anything is possible, and we definitely showed that.
Go back to Lee, and then finish up over here.
Hi. Could each of you talk a little bit about the final minutes of the game? We had them down for quite a while. They came back, they tied. What was said in the huddle? What were you saying to each other on the floor? What were your thoughts? And that final push?
It's a little bit blurry now, but I guess what we've said to each other throughout this playoff series is getting stops, containing the ball, rebounding. Throughout the series we've had some really close moments, and what's gotten us over the line is that determination and that just fight. And in those final minutes we fought across the board for everything. So, I think I can't remember exactly play by play because it's all mixed in, but yeah, the fight and the determination got us over the line.
It is kind of vivid memory, but I can remember Tangela Smith hit two crucial shots, and that's what gave our momentum back. And I don't know, she wouldn't hit those shots, it'd probably be a whole different ballgame. We have to credit Indiana. They're a great team. And we knew they were going to come back fighting regardless. Kate's won her first championship, and I knew she was just going to come out fighting and giving her all. But Tangela Smith. So that I can remember.
Last question, Michelle.
For both of you, to play five games in front of sold-out arenas and sort of get the reception, and then you guys probably heard the ratings are up and the games were so competitive. What do you hope you guys did for your league this week?
Show how competitive we are as women. And it's not about, you know, flashiness or not being able to play above the rim, but just our heart, our commitment level to each other, and just our determination. And I hope we've showed that, you know, to the rest of the world, you know, not only boys, but young women who are striving to be where we are. Because I know growing up, we didn't have many figures, you know, women figures, but hopefully we can definitely start something here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The level of basketball that was shown throughout the series was so high. And to, you know, I know my family and my friends back home in Australia have watched it, and I don't know how many texts and emails I've gotten saying this is the best basketball they've seen, male or female. That they love watching it, at the fight that we've shown on both teams, and the level of talent that's been on display has just been incredible. Thanks a lot, ladies. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Diana Taurasi is on her way up as well to finish off.